Hey, you want to get high, man?
Let's stimulate your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here, fucking comedian?
You mean Rogan Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogan Kim cast. It's me, Rogan Kim, and thank you so much for joining me for this wonderful podcast. I've got a special guest this week, Jeff, or otherwise known as... Jeff. Jeff is how I know him. He's a member of TEM. You can find him at Gay Bitcoins on Twitter X. Twitter, I know it's been rebranded as X. I know that it's supposed to be X, but it's Twitter. I don't know what to tell you. It's Twitter.com. You go to Twitter.com, that takes you to X. Okay? So it's Twitter. It's fine. I know. Some people are real sticklers. They're like, listen, new Coke is out. It's all about new Coke from now on. No more old Coke, okay? Just new Coke. We've rebranded. But you know what? New Coke was a failure. You know why? Because it sucks. Or I guess it sucked. I don't think there's any new Coke around. I bet if you have a can of new Coke, it would go for a pretty penny. I bet it would. I should get better at looking into the camera. It's kind of weird. I feel like I'm addressing you directly. I'm addressing the camera directly. When I was doing the podcast, I would be looking around a lot. Also, my brain is thinking a lot, so it's hard to maintain eye contact, I feel like. You know, there's not like a teleprompter or anything. And after a while, I do feel like a little self-conscious that I'm like constantly staring into the camera as I talk, but trying to get better at it. Anyways, Jeff joined me today to talk about just some drama. Honestly, this may be very interesting to some, completely uninteresting to many others. And, well, that's fine. You know what? I don't really, you know, I can't control what people are into and what they're not. But I thought, you know, the whole intent of bringing Jeff on was to address some things going on inside of Triple Elite Memes, the internet biker gang that I'm a part of. You know, you get a bunch of guys together, broing out. There's bound to be some friction. You got a lot of strong personalities in there. You're bound to get some heads butting, right? And you have a interdimensional gremlin who is able to get under people's skin and really drive them insane, then, you know, there's some fallout from that as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring Jeff on to talk about a meme he made, you know, addressing, like, some of the conflicts going on inside of the gang. I wanted to talk about our ex TEM member Mars, who has recently deleted his account, and probably all for the best because he's starting a family and he really shouldn't be on Twitter. I mean, especially if it's going to make you go cuckoo or not. I guess, you know, I mean, okay, look, cuckoo is one way to go. The other way is just to be very angry, just to have it actually affect your life at all or your emotional state at all. And I know I'm not saying I'm some perfect guy. I troll people. I've been trolled. I'm a human being, you know? But you really, nowadays especially, have to fight extra hard to not care, you know, because everything is based on engagement. Everything is based on hitting a button, a little like button, you know, how long your eyeballs spend scanning the screen. Your phone is basically taking all that data, right, and snitching on you about it. And so super important engagement, right? How many taps, you know, you're making on the screen. There's algorithms for all of this stuff, right? So everything is designed to get you to react. Everything is designed to go for your lizard brain and make you act emotionally, interact with things irrationally, right? Not think for a second, use any critical thinking and be like, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is not a good idea, right? Instead, you're just like, fuck, you know, you just kind of go off. And next thing you know, you're just typing in all sorts. You're just feeding that little snitch you have in your hand, right? A little phone. Your phone is a snitch, and you're feeding it all this info. And the more irrational or emotional information you give it, the more it gets an insight into ratting you out to people who want to manipulate your emotions to sell you stuff or make you do things. Well, so that's, so anyways, everything's designed to make you interact with it, to engage with it, have an emotional response. And because of that, because of the overwhelming amount of data that's flowing into our eyeballs and our ear holes, right? Just inundated just constantly by stimuli. That's not, we didn't evolve to have this much stimuli. We didn't evolve to have 10 million screens everywhere, right? We didn't evolve to have fields of vision beyond what's natural, right? Even staring at a computer screen or staring at your phone, it's not good for you. You get eye strain, right? People are getting humpbacks in South Korea. The kids are have like hunchbacks, this bump forming in the back of their neck because they're always looking at their phones, right? They're always looking downwards at their phones, and they are hunchbacks now. But thankfully, you know, the Apple Vision Pro has come out, and we can maybe get rid of that hump now. Maybe people will stand upright, fully postured, looking at the artificial augmented reality that they have projected in front of them through some god-awful goggles. Don't get them. Anyways, at Gay Bitcoins, okay, TEM, FBA, Corey Klipstein Disrespector. Okay.
For those of you who don't know, FBA stands for Foundational Bitcoin American.
Yes. Foundational Bitcoin American. The only foundational American that there is, honestly, that exists, and the only group with FBA out there at all. If you find any other groups that use FBA, they're actually just copying us. Like, they're just copying
us.
Yeah.
LARPs at best.
Unoriginal copycats. I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right? So I think they should be flattered. Okay. Anyways, Corey Klipstein, Disrespector. I'm going to, how to best. I guess we should just start with Mars. So I brought Jeff on because I wanted to. I thought we were going to be in a protracted meme war with Mars, an ex-TEM member who left for all kinds of reasons, I imagine. But he left and then kind of started making memes about us, siding with Raybon, right? Siding with God knows who out there, the forces of darkness, to try to come at us, try to destroy us. He stated that he would try to destroy our logo. Yeah, so there's some kind of weird branding war going on as well. Anyways, I was prepared for it. I thought it was going to be fun and big and whatever. So I brought Jeff on here to go over Mars's memes, the last few memes that he made. And in all honesty, his memes are, they're like, kind of like these fever dreams.
They're tepid. They're tepid memes.
Yeah, they're not. I would not say they are bangers to be boosted. We boosted his. I mean, he called them bangers, but like we boosted them out of support, right? You know, we did that. We were just doing. I just blindly like stuff when I see it. You know, if one of the bros made something, I'll fucking boost it. I don't care. Yeah, I was just going to do like a meme review, just go over some of the confusing aspects of his memes, possibly try to gain some insight because he does use Jeff's voice and his imagery and stuff. So maybe I was thinking, maybe hey, Jeff has something to, you know, something to kind of contribute to understanding this thing. So I had all these links saved and I go to these links and then it says this. All his links are gone and says this post is from an account that no longer exists. Found that today. So then the whole idea I had for the segment was gone. You know, and then yes, somebody, you know, found that he's dead, Jim. I don't know. He's dead. He said that TEM was dead, but now, I guess he's dead.
Now his account's now gone. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that odd? It's very odd.
Did you look at the Internet Archive? Did you see if any of his, any of those tweets were like saved in the Wayback Machine or anything similar to that?
No, I didn't. I could have, I probably should have done that, before, doing all of this, but I
might
am not,
be able to.
Yeah, I might be able to drag some of that stuff up. But I think I have a few screenshots of some of the stuff that he said.
Oh, nice.
Some of the spiraling. Because I was preparing for this, so I was screenshotting some of this stuff. But I didn't think he would actually just, you know, just off himself
neck.
From Twitter. Yeah, neck.
Neck,
the neck as the kids say. So, all right, I'm going to stop screen sharing. I wanted to really, I think, you know, all this is to me funny just because it's like just a bunch of like middle-aged guys online talking shit. And then the level of seriousness that happens sometimes is so like out of control. You know what I mean?
It's just wild. It shouldn't be as serious as it ends up getting whenever certain people are involved, but.
I'm talking about like psychological melt, like full on psychological meltdowns from people over things they're seeing online, you know? And
it's wild, dude.
And sometimes I'm like, maybe it's just because like I don't take it that seriously. I'm unable to empathize with how seriously someone else takes it. But I do feel like I just remember like those kids in school and stuff who just couldn't take any kind of, I mean, I guess you could call it bullying. It could become bullying, but any kind of ribbing at all. You know what I mean? Like taking any shit, like they just kind of lose it.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that. I don't know. It's like we're in high school or we're in grade school again, and a lot of these just like old memories and reactions to things come up to the surface because of this. I don't know. What do you think, man?
Honestly, bro, I don't know what goes through some of these guys' heads whenever they're, whenever they get so deep into this shit. And sometimes I'm sitting there asking myself, like, are they being for real? Like, are they just fucking around? Are they playing? Is this a giant troll? Or is he actually this fucking, are they tripping out this much about all of this shit? You know?
I think about that shit too. I go, because I think, yeah, there's no way this is serious. There's no way there's no way, right? So it's got to be bullshit. But then sometimes I think it is. I think it actually is that serious. But anyways, I wanted to bring up this meme that Jeff made. So Jeff made, I think, possibly the best meme about, not necessarily about the content of whatever this dumb drama is with Mars, but definitely captured the spirit of what was going on and what the point of conflict was in the group and all that stuff, and what was so silly about it. And so I'm going to just play this, and we could talk about it. All
right. Hit it. Didn't have time to do a mix down or anything, so my bad on that.
No worries.
This means nothing. Cringe. Simp. Find someone worth shitting on. Just did. Name him. Humble. Nah, you were calling her a whore months ago. That literally never happened, but okay. That literally happened. Neat, isn't it? Tell me how much of a whore she is, Rad. Okay. I know. I'm a fucking fago. Make that meme about how she's a whore. Keep crying. You're the one in my DMs all of a sudden. What's the problem? Ashamed you've been 20 verse 1 against my friend for the last 3 months? Like a fucking pussy. Sign the waiver if you got a problem. I don't give a fuck about fighting you. Haha. Noted. Sign the fucking waiver if you got a problem. I don't give a fuck about fighting you. Noted.
All right. So, first of all, I think for most people, this is micro niche internet content. So, you know, look, just even looking at that, you're just like, I don't know what this is. Just two guys fighting or whatever, you know. So for everybody who knows what it's about, it's extra hilarious. But maybe, Jeff, why don't you just tell me how you even how this came to mind at all? Like this meme.
It was a spur of the moment occurrence. Okay. That song, the song that you were hearing in the background, mm-hmm. was playing in my house, right? And I was reading this thread, and I mean, you know how serious I take all of this shit, right?
Of course. Of course.
It was all of this is comedy to me. I was laughing at their back and forth. They're, you know, everyone's always fucking trading barbs in public on Twitter. It's great. And I was singing it to myself in my head as I was reading it and the song was on before I even realized what was going on. I was just like making a song out of it in my head with whatever was playing. And then I was like, hey, can you start that song over for a second? I like it. And then I did it in that one take right there. I just read it and then did it. And then I just had to edit the tweets into it, you know, and put my audio over it.
Yeah.
It just took a couple seconds. So, yeah, it was literally just, it was a reflection of how serious that I take all of this shit, right? And I wanted to, you know, I was tired. That was happening while other shit with Raybon and all this shit was going down. And I was just tired of all of it, right? And so I just wanted a break. I wanted some levity. And so I just, that's what ended up, that's what came of it.
I think it's fucking amazing. I mean, it's a great, this is to me what memes are about, why they're its own sort of category of like art, I guess, but just making stuff, just stuff you make because it's just, it was a spur of the moment thing that happened. There's part of it's like real life inspired, and then part of it's like internet inspired, and then you decide to just mix the two things together and make a song out of it and put it out. You know what I mean? And to me, that's what's hilarious. It's hilarious. I mean, the whole thing is you're obviously like, it's this, it seems like it'd be some kind of serious Twitter fight. And honestly, when I'm like looking at it now, if you had no idea what was going on, it looked like, you know, there's two people, there's Rad and Mars, and it looked like maybe Rad said something about Mars's wife or something. Like the way he's acting, it sounds like he's defending someone very close to him, and he's not. I mean, it's humble warrior.
The weird thing with Mars, and well, you know, it's just weird to have an obsession with a relationship with a girl on the internet whenever you have a wife and a kid at home. You know, like that's, you know, and it's like separate. It's obsessions for different reasons. Like I need her for my
research, my meme research,
my delusions and my machinations of grandeur, you know, like,
yeah. And I think crazy. He got, he went the opposite way. Like you're like this one example of an attitude to take toward things on the internet. And he's sort of the polar opposite example of like his memes became these cryptic, like, poems, basically. They were like video poems where you had to fucking decipher what he was talking about, and then he would get kind of like sort of offended, or like he sort of acted like, I mean, I've seen this before because I've seen it with films and, you know, with artists and stuff who, like, you know, they make this thing, and then if you don't understand it, they're like, well, it's your fault, you don't understand my vision, you know. And it just gets a little like you're smelling your own fart, you know.
Yeah,
like you're just, it's sure. Like, come on, man, like, you're just fucking, this is just a silly video.
You know what that makes me think of? Like, okay, so I let my dogs out in the backyard, and there's a fence, and on the other side of the fence is a small shitty dog that likes to just fight with them at the fence all of the time, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And these dogs will get at each other through the fence, but they've met before, and when they meet face to face, they're like that never happened. They're the chillest creatures. It's fine. It was all fucking, you know, it was all bark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what all of this, that's what all of this internet shit is, like 99% of the time. It's just fucking dogs barking through the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really, it's only as you're the one who creates the substance out of it, you know what I mean? And I think some people may not be equipped mentally to do that, or that, you know, I try to take the other, I try a lot to take the other side of like what people are saying and stuff, to just to be like, all right, what are they, you know, like what rational thing could they be going through to, you know? And so I get like this idea of like, oh, all these people are making fun of me online and it feels bad or whatever, but I don't know. No one's forcing you to be online. You know what I mean? It's not like being in school or something or in jail. Like you're online. You just get offline. Like all, you literally have to just get offline. That's it, right? Like, so it's this weird, it's the struggle comes from the addiction, I guess, of not being able to get away, because you want your experience to be trouble free or whatever, as you get in your dopamine or something, and you can't unhook yourself from the mainline, you know. You'd rather everybody else change the way they act. I don't know, it's weird.
People are crazy, you know. People have their own weird idiosyncrasies about life. Some people can look at the different aspects of life as you know, as a game, but not, you know, not in a lighthearted way. But you can take things with a grain of salt, you know. And some people can't do that. Some people don't have the ability to separate those things, and they get all wrapped up in the fucking melodrama and the fucking, you know, the feelings in the moment of it. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Which brings me to the whole, not going to care philosophy. You know, we started a group chat, a not going to care group chat, which we barely interact with, but once in a while we do. And then we make sure we reiterate how much we don't care. You know, and it's, I thought it was funny that, so one of the things Mars started yelling at us about was that like we created this whole group chat because of him or something, you know, and which is
not everything is about you, dude.
Crazily, but... yeah, egotistical and crazily, and just really does not embody the not going to care philosophy. And so I was thinking about like, okay, so it comes from this meme that started with this guy Plankton who had this like total fit in the middle of a space. And so I went and found Plankton song. I was listening to it. Wait, hold on. So let me see if, okay, you see that? Yeah, all right, here we go.
And I'm going to care. I'm going to care.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear anything but you right now.
Oh, I know why. Sorry. All right, here we go. So I'm sharing another tab now.
Okay, here
see
we
it?
Go.
Okay, here we go. It might be a little loud.
I'm
going to
care. Volume's
good.
I'm gonna care.
So he keeps saying, I'm gonna care.
Y'all talking about somebody being emotional, and then you fucking make
Plankton.
A bunch of memes.
Plankton, don't make me wrong. Plankton, chill.
I'm gonna care. We are the same thing. Bitcoin is universal. Those are truths. When we get to fucking breaking things down between...
All right, well, I just wanted to play that part.
I didn't even know that existed. Wow.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Ree, who may or may not be lurking and watching this, but is also, I guess, kind of a weird
some
guy.
Some lurkers whatever. Out there, bro.
Yeah, we got some lurkers.
Triple elite lurkers in out there in the world now.
This was a whole other thing of drama, like a couple of years old, so doesn't not really worth talking about. But anyways, Plankton. So I always remembered, because I was in that space. I feel like, or at least maybe I'm so. Maybe I just like have it ingrained. You know, you have false memories or something. And so maybe I have a false memory of being in there, but I always swore he said, I'm not going to care. And then when I'm hearing this, it's like, I'm going to care. So somehow the I'm not going to care came out of that as a meme. You know what I mean? That
it was birthed from that.
It was birthed from that, but it wasn't exactly that. Yeah, in my mind, it was that's what he was saying, but that's not. So anyways, because I was going to say Plankton is the progenitor of the not going to care. You know, philosophy, but when I looked it up. So anyways, the point is, you just gotta not care sometimes, you know, it's not like you gotta not care about everything, you know, but there are some things that you just can't let it bother you. We have a mutual friend hashtag. That's another example of some you have to really exercise your discipline and stoicism. You know what I mean? I think that's what the Greeks would call it, like stoicism. Just the ability, you're just not going to care. You know, it doesn't really matter.
You don't let things on the internet affect you emotionally. Like, it's not, it's the fucking internet, you know?
Right.
Take a chill pill. And if you're tripping the fuck out, then turn your phone off and go outside.
You fucking walk away. Yeah, that touch grass thing, like as lame as it is, like,
what
just
do you mean cyberbullying?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like Tyler the Creator tweet? This shit's over 10 years old, right? Like, it's an old ass tweet now. And yeah, it's just like, how you can't get cyberbullied, you can just walk away. You close your eyes. You can do anything, a million different things. Which I think is like the here, I'm going to share this. All right. I think it's like, yeah, like I think I said earlier, it's just, that's how addicted you get, where you just, if it's so bad, you know, get away, but you can't. It's kind of like, I guess if you like got hooked on Coke and it just kept making your nose bleed and you're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to bleed all over the Coke. I'm just going to keep, you know, I'm just going to, you just don't stop. Like, you just, why don't you just stop the thing that's hurting you, you know, and walk away. All right. So I wanted to just have a little trip down memory lane. All right, so Mars basically left the group over this fight, basically over, I guess, he asked us to not make fun of Humble, and that just made us make fun of her even more. And then he started kind of doing this, he turned himself into a frog. Ordinal, he did this ordinal thing with the frog. He did this whole public thing. So he made a public meme about how he left TEM, and then he made another meme about how he's like looking for friends and was going to Tatum Turnip and Yellow, or these micro influencers in the Bitcoin space, right? Trying to be like, I want to be your friend, and made them.
Oh my god!
It was like very. It was, I don't know, it was like hard to watch. And then he's, other people would see the behavior. Don Reddy, this is just a guy who used to hang in our spaces, but he just made this meme of Mars. And then Mars is like, imagine coming back, no idea what's going on, and simping for dudes who never even let you into the club to begin with. So I think he's addressing Don Reddy.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at a dude with the Delsum and the Fabuloso.
The fucking lean that he made. Because Mars always uses this like trap rap, like really shitty rap.
Yeah, stuff.
Like, I mean, this is a great meme. Yeah. But Mars, see, this is sort of like the interplay, right? Like, how serious, dude, Don's meme is funny, right? And then Mars' response is so serious. It's so serious. It's like it's like disproportional. You know what I mean? It's like, doesn't quite fit what's going on. okay. Oh yeah. So he made that meme for Tatum, and Tatum said, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, and I love it. You know, it's just fine. And then Bitcoin Bugle also was like, I don't understand what I just watched or what the meaning of it is.
Thank God.
And Mars is like, I'm looking for friends, which, you know, all right. That's sad, man. You're a grown man. He's a father. He just had his kid. I don't like doing this personal stuff, you know, but he's already done it. Right, he's already airing personal laundry or whatever. We're already down in the mud, okay.
Yep.
And if anything,
been there.
Yeah, I'm looking for friends. I mean, that's no good. Okay, so then he got this hair up his ass about the Triple Elite Media account and this line right here that says DM for collabs. Okay, this just he just for some reason lost his mind because
he just tripped the fuck out about that.
Just that one line, which okay, I wrote that bio. Months ago, like a long time ago, before any of this happened, I just put it there as a joke. I just thought it would be a silly thing to play, because no one DMs me. No one has DM'd me. but what's funny is Mars, he goes, collabs now needed. Like, so he thought that it was changed. I think he thought it was changed because of him, just like he thought the Not Gonna Care group chat was because of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just this, like, delusions of grandeur.
Starting to notice a pattern.
I made this with Mars and Raybon because they were both double teaming TEM, and I just thought it's funny that he was like, zero likes, rolling on the floor laughing, and then he got zero likes. I mean, I only got, you know, you get four. I don't give a fuck about, anyways, it's just, so it's interesting, you're just kind of tracking this descent, right? Oh, this is a Raybon one. Oh, and then Raybon jumps in there, right? Listening to a group of Bitcoiners go full BSV and talk openly in their triple elite Twitter space on methods to legally entrap, defame, and sue former members for unspecified reasons is a fascinating study on the transition from community to full-blown cult. I don't know who that guy is, and I guess TM's going down is the point of the second picture. But, all right, so this, I think I wanted to talk about it because this is what him and Mars, they were, and others, B, fucking God knows who else, they listen, so they listen in to the space. So this is what, you're right? They listen in and talk openly about to methods to legally entrap, defame, and sue former members. He's talking about himself. He's talking about himself because of the shitty thing that happened between you guys, and, right, for unspecified reasons, which is also bullshit. And then this whole thing about, like, a study on transition from community to cult. So he's pushing this whole... I just think the most hilarious thing about this cult thing is that Mars is the one who started the cult, Swan is a cult thing, right? And then Raybon started saying TEM is a cult almost as an attack on that meme, right? So it's essentially Mars and Raybon attacking each other over this cult stuff without realizing it. Like, they're the two progenitors of this cult nonsense, and they're the two who are, like, just going on and saying we're a cult. And then writing, who cares what Bree said? But all right, so then Raybon sent me this in a DM, and he was like, the cult of Triple Elite was so collectively shaken by my post making fun of their holy Triple Elite media page that the only response from them was to report my profile. I guess the boring attempts.
Somebody report his shit.
I don't know, dude. I didn't. I don't report anyone. I think he got reported for some reason. He's probably acting crazy. It got reported, and then he blames us or me or whatever. But I guess the boring attempts at memes weren't good enough to feed the culty and uninteresting beast. LOL. It's so serious. It's not funny. There's no humor. You know what I mean? It's completely humorless takes on everything. Just get off the fucking internet. But I don't even I don't know what post he's talking about that we were shaken. I think in his mind we're shaken by his posts. And I guess he's elevated the Triple Elite media page to holy. So, you know, I'll take it, I guess. Anyways, it's TEM owns you. You're damn bad. That's all I can really say. You should just walk away from the whole thing, which I guess Mars has, right? So kudos to him.
I mean, so I got to say this. Mm-hmm. Mars' account is down now. I would not be surprised if he fucking pops back up here in the next couple weeks with some sort of dumb, crazy bullshit.
Yeah,
he may not.
You know, thought I was gone. Ha ha. Surprise, but, bitches. Like,
you know.
Yeah.
This could be just the next level of crazy, you know?
So, yes, I'm always
be
ready.
Surprised if that was the case.
I wouldn't be either, and I'm ready. Like, I feel like, you know, I was ready for us to be making memes and stuff, but, you know, if he wants to go away, I think that's fine too. He should, you know.
But he ran.
And, yeah, and then I got blocked by Raybon, and, you know, whatever, man. And then I'll keep you for a few minutes longer just to, we're almost done here.
No, we're good, you.
Okay.
It's all good, bro.
So... then it started, you know, happening in our group chats, and like started seeing this stuff with Saratoshi. Saratoshi, who is a guy who says he's a girl, or that's, I guess, he's a man, a full grown man who says he's a woman, and goes by Saratoshi Nakamoto. Not only, I guess, is he a woman, but he's related to Satoshi Nakamoto. That's what's going on here, which, you know, I think is, it's not true. Okay. Neither of those things are true.
Okay. Of course he is.
No. Okay. So I was finding these screenshots. People have been DMing me collabs and sending me screenshots of different things. And so here's fucking, I don't know, British Hoddle says something. Here's a question. If you attend the Bitcoin magazine conferences, are you funding spam on Bitcoin? Blah, blah, blah. So Sarah Toshi's like, the only reason I'm going is to find TEM and teach them a lesson about running their mouths. So Sarah Toshi, on Christmas Eve, said she's going to go to the Bitcoin conference to teach us a lesson. Okay. So this is, there you go.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. And then here's just more. Christmas Eve was hot, which is we were really on our mind, right? Merry Christmas to everyone except TEM. You clowns can get fucked and stay fucked.
Oh my goodness,
To nobody. She's tweeting that free, to nobody. This is amazing. This is what we we've accomplished, I guess, in our time. The only reason I'm going is to find TEM and teach them a lesson about running their mouths. Like, okay.
When a dude like decides he's gonna become a woman and then starts taking like estrogen and testosterone blockers, I can only imagine how much that fucks with your temperament and your psyche and your general like grip on reality. That's
the rational mind versus the emotional mind, you know, and your inner monologue, I'm sure, changes. I mean, TEM, those pieces of shit got famous for ruining famous people. Like, who did what? What is she talking about? That one's going to bite them in the ass real soon. I don't know. I had invited Trail onto this to do some of this stuff, but I don't think he can make it. But I will actually have Trail on once. I thought this was interesting. She says I'm the one who started this war against TEM. You're welcome. They'll see their demise before the next Bitcoin conference. Maybe at the conference. That would be fun. Make a spectacle for all to see. I'll do that. He kind of sounds like the Joker or like a Batman villain making these like declarations of future plans. Of like, I'll show
we
them.
We should have Secret Service protection at this point. Damn,
this man. Is open yeah. threats. Yeah, we've had open multiple threats.
That's like you put
violence.
All those tweets together, and that's a Tranifesto right there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Tranifesto for sure. Jeez. I mean, all right, let's see. Oh, this is the latest one. Okay, now after stating that he'll be at the conference, he now says, that's why I won't ever be there. If no one checked these punks, who knows what havoc they would be perpetrating. I laid out my plan to you, and I just worked the plan. And it worked. Half of them have publicly renounced TEM. By this time next year, no one will even remember them. Laugh emojis. Okay. So this is part of the unhinged behavior that's going on the internet. All right. Apparently, he had a plan laid it. This is also... if I'm just going off of what I hear online, there are multiple people with multiple master plans weaving them, you know, regarding our demise or our actions. Or you know what I mean? There's a lot of...
They're all going to work. They're all going to team up, right, and create one big cringesort and just fucking try and take us down. But they're going to fail. They're going to fail epically.
I think that's going to... Maybe it's like a bull market thing. Maybe the euphoria of the bull market or something. Or maybe it'll be right before it or something. But I think that'll be fun. That'll be full on... I mean, hopefully it's memes and nobody gets serious about it. You know, I mean, I guess
that's
the...
it's all memes.
It's just memes, everybody. Memes. We're just making memes. We're just having fun. We're just talking shit.
It's all memes.
We talk shit online. We're just... it's just... Yeah.
That's all it is.
Why it's so serious? Memes. Why so serious?
It's just memes.
It's just memes. Okay. And have fun. Try to...
Please have fun. Like, I'm so tired of you motherfuckers not doing that and just taking things seriously and having, shitty female emotions about things that are on the internet. Like, just stop it. Get some help, okay?
Yeah, and especially defending... women online, like girls who aren't your significant others or wives, or you know what I mean, like just going in, riding into battle against your own bros because of some chick.
And be scarce. This goes out specifically to you. Don't just tell women their voice sounds pretty in Twitter spaces, bro. You have no idea how creepy you sound when you do that, right? You can take that advice and share it with your friends and family too.
Yes, this is good advice. Public advice has been given out before in spaces and will be given out on this podcast and probably in the future. Like Mark Hoddle, don't give women money anymore. Stop. Stop everything you're doing that about women. Like everything you do in regards to women, it needs to stop and possibly maybe do the opposite. That might actually work. I don't know. I just feel like – anyways, this has been great, dude. I'm so glad.
Thank you for thanks for having me on, bro. Like, this is my first podcast, bro.
Oh,
like,
you did great, man. I think
such a famous person, you know. This is pretty nice.
Got
it. No, but for real, you know, let's do it again sometime, bro.
Yeah, man. DM me for collabs, bro.
Yeah, let's collab sometime.
Okay, let's collab totally through down. The DMs, man. Jeff, let me. I'm gonna get another thing again. Here we go, Jeff. Jeff B, follow him at Gay Bitcoins. Follow him. You'll see him hosting a TEM space. You'll see him out there. You'll see him with
I'll be Cohen. I'll be hosting or Cohen.
Make Jeff Co. That's the thing.
Make
Jeff Co. Follow him. Follow his tweets. He has some great fucking – his timeline's great. Give him a follow. Thank you, Jeff, so much for joining me.
Yeah, bro.
And I'll see you out there in the Twitterverse.
Word.
All right, buddy.
Later, dude.
Well, I think the main lesson here is that the internet is serious business, okay? Real serious. TEM is serious business. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. You better watch out because if your mind's fragile, it's just going to break, okay? You're going to hear the words you said, and the next thing you know, you're just going to be babbling your way to the funny farm, all right? Okay. No, I'm, of course, not serious. The main lesson here is to not be serious. Don't be serious. At least, especially online. I'm a serious person online. I'm taking these things very seriously. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay? You gotta check yourself before you neck yourself. These nuts in your mouth are bad for your health. All right. So, I'd like to give a shout out to another friend of the show. Represent makers of some of the finest merchandise, athletic gear, backpacks, fucking you name it, t-shirts, all the TEM shirts, Pleb Underground shirts, merch galore, official sponsor of Nate Diaz. I've the fucking rash guard I got from David. It's probably one of the best rash guards I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll say the same about all his other gear. Especially if you train jiu-jitsu, MMA, or whatever, grab represent, man. Here, let me see if we get that. Oh, we got, let me resign this window, pardon me. Okay, we got.
The Wild Wild West.
I'm wearing my represent realist in the game.
You have to. How could you not?
Obviously.
His merch is probably the sickest, dude.
Represent.
Realist in the game. Represent. Put on for your motherfucking
Nate Diaz says they do it. Represent is the sickest merch.
Nice, right? Shane Gillis wearing represent. Okay. How sick is that? That's dope. People wearing represent all over. Shane Gillis. It's going to be on SNL all of a sudden, which is pretty hilarious. Okay. Cause I remember when he was canceled, right? Right before the Saturday Night Live announcement. Okay. Who is this? Colin Rugg. I don't know who this guy is, but he's like new. I guess you got to put like capital, like you got to have a headline for all of your tweets. You're going to be like breaking new. Tweet or something. Okay, anyways, Bud Light appears to be in desperation mode. Partners with right-wing, right-leaning comedian Shane Gillis. Remarkable. Okay. That's kind of dumb. I don't think... I guess he's more right-leaning than the average comic, but the average comic is a full-blown World Economic Forum Antifa leftard. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Anyways, Gillis, who's a polar opposite from Dylan Mulvaney, is popular for his gay jokes and pro-conservative. He's popular for his gay jokes. You know, dude, I fucking love Shane Gillis, bro. His fucking gay jokes are so fucking bomb, bro. It's like, that's the only reason I like his stuff. I when I saw his special, I just fast forwarded to all the gay stuff because that's my favorite shit. Anyways, he's going to be on SNL. How ironic, right? Being canceled. I remember when Shane Gillis got SNL. I was a longtime listener of his podcast. I knew the episode they were talking about where he called Andrew Yang a Jew chink, and he didn't call him a Jew chink. Okay. A character said that in the, like, it's out of context. Somebody just pulled it out of context and sent it to Seth Simons, who is, I guess, kind of very similar to Mars and Raybon, you know, just a guy who let the internet and entertainment just drive him crazy. Like, he went crazy. Maybe he's not crazy. He's just obsessed with SNL. And when Shane Gillis got it, he managed to pair, you know, find the clip of him saying that about Andrew Yang and then pairing that with Bowen Yang being the first East Asian cast member or whatever. And to be fair, to set the record straight, Rob Schneider is half Filipino, right? They had an Asian cast member. They could have said something. They could have said something about Rob Schneider, the very Asian Rob Schneider. But no, they didn't, right? Well, whatever. Well, now he's on SNL. Huh? Isn't that something? That's going to be great, right? It'll be, a lot of people are saying it's going to be like when Norm MacDonald was invited back on to SNL after he got kicked off. Wait, let me see if I can find the Norm MacDonald monologue because it's one of the best things ever. Okay, so I'm looking it up, looking for it. Here we go.
People here asked me to do the show, you know. I got to say, I felt kind of weird, you know. I don't know if you remember this, but I used to actually be on this show, you know. I used to do the weekend update news routine. You remember that? And, that's where I did the make-believe news jokes, you know. That was me, right? So then, a year and a half ago, right, I had a sort of a disagreement with the management at the NBC. I wanted to keep my job, right? And they felt the exact opposite. So you see, they, like, they fired me because they said that I wasn't funny, you know? Now with most jobs, I could have had a hell of a lawsuit on my hands for that, but see, this is a comedy show. So they got me, you know? You know what? But now, this is the weird part, right? It's only a year and a half later, and now they asked me to host the show. So I wondered, I go, hey, wait a second here. Hey! I go, how did I go in a year and a half from being not funny enough to be even allowed in the building to being so funny that I'm now hosting the show? How did I suddenly get so damn funny? Inexplicable to me, because a year and a half, let's face it, is not enough time for a dude to learn how to be funny. Then it occurred to me, I haven't gotten funnier. The show has gotten really bad.
Good stuff. Well, I hope his monologue is going to be great. I'm sure it will be. It's going to be, I'm sure, bizarre. But then I wonder if it also signals the capture of Shane Gillis. I was going to play this. You should follow this guy. Okay, I'm Still Hungry. Hispanic Sean King. This is not going to be great for the audio listeners, but if you find, he's got just screenshots of all the stuff from Seth Simons. He collected all these screenshots from back then, just juxtaposing them with where they are now. How it started, how it's going.
The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning. beginning. My life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
All right. So for the video watchers, I just paused this meme. That's a series of, essentially, it's what Norm MacDonald just said. It isn't that he got funnier, it's that the show got worse, right? And so that's, you know, it's not that now Shane Gillis is good enough to be on SNL. It's just that now SNL sucks so much, they got to come crawling back to Shane Gillis. You know, one of the reasons I quit Facebook, I remember, is probably because of that whole debacle, because I was very disappointed in a lot of people, especially comics, and all the comics who, you know, rose. I get into these fights, me getting into a fight with white people about being offended, about Asian stuff. You know, and I'm the, like me defending Shane, defender of Shane Gillis. That's what I became in my Facebook circle. And then after, and which is all like comics, open mic comics, which are dog shit people, just degenerate, the worst of humanity, the worst. Think of the people at your work, whatever, who just don't give a fuck about any of it, or just kind of leeches, and you know it, and nothing's going on. You've pointed it out, and nothing's happening, and they're just fucking smart asses. They think they're amazing. They love to hear themselves talk like that. Now take all those people and put them in my Facebook friend group or whatever, because I knew a bunch of comedians, and then it's like the more I knew about what was going on in their heads, the less I liked them, the less I wanted to even hear about it. I'm better off not hearing that stuff and thinking better of you than finding out this is what's in there. Like and people are encouraging this. You know, it was very bad. Anyways, it led me to one of the many reasons why I deleted the Facebook. I'm strictly on Twitter now. I'm only on Twitter. I report stuff on Twitter. It all filters down one way or another to Twitter. Okay. So I'll be here until I get kicked off or something. And all right, this is the last thing I want to talk about. Apple Vision Pro. It's out, everybody. Oh, man, look at this. Look at this demo video right here. Look at this. You know, you got screen. You got screen there. You look over there. There's screen. There's screens over there. There's screens everywhere. Just screens. There's, I mean, in real life, there's already screens. But then you put the thing on, and now you have screens on top of the things that have screens. And things without screens can have screens on them. And you can take screens from here and merge them over here. And you're looking around again. And you can't really, you can see, kind of, but you're seeing through the thing, okay? Also, there's, of course, there's always the fact that The Simpsons, right? Simpsons predict everything, so here they are, a bunch of people on Apple Vision Pros. You know, in their own VRs, everybody's in their own VRs. I guess, you know, Ready Player One, all this stuff. I mean, we've been prepped for this, Snow Crash. Okay, it was all about being in the metaverse. And then, of course, now you have tweets juxtaposing The Simpsons with real life. Look at these motherfuckers. Motherfuckers are just going to be on their goggles, right? Babylon B. Babylon B, in lieu of spending $3,500 on Apple Vision Pro, man just put sign on his face that says, I am a complete tool. All right, here we go. So this is what I wanted. So this guy says, trading meme coins from inside the Apple Vision Pro 2024. All right, so this is going to be the experience of trading shit coins in the next bull market, okay? You're going to have your screen up there where you follow Twitter, where you follow the socials. You'll be on Discord, you can find that. And then you got your trading view here. You got your charts up. You can put in your trades. You'll be here. And you got your fucking whatever the fuck this music is playing, okay? You got multiple charts. You're going to be... Yeah. Oh, you could lose money faster. You lose money faster than ever. You could lose money and make money, lose it again. It doesn't even matter. Okay? Do you understand? This is what the world is now. No different than the regular world, except you can now just wave your hands around. I guess that's really what it is. I mean, this whole thing seems to me. When I say this whole thing, I just mean all these videos that you see now, all these viral videos of people walking around. You know, there's this guy in his Tesla, you know, he's tapping his keyboard or whatever. You know, there's right? Like the man uses Apple Vision Pro to watch every Playboy Cardi music video simultaneously. This is what's in store. Okay, that's every single Playboy Cardi music video. You know, whatever you can think of, right? Okay, so yeah, a lot of people are saying it's dystopian, this and that, Ready Player One. Look, man, this to me is just an intermediary, all right? I was a producer on a VR short, two VR shorts, and I can't say the name of the company I worked with. So anyways, we went to this, they're in Santa Monica, they were a VR company, and they were talking to me and the fellows, the people who were making the movie, they were talking to them about the VR technology coming down the pipeline and this was 5 years ago, they're like, we are basically on the forefront of this convergence of all this different tech. And one of the things they talked about was it was like, they're like glasses you put on, but it's not like, you know, the screens on the glasses. The glasses have little diodes that shoot light rays onto your retina, so they project the image, like what you see here, the Apple Vision Pro stuff, instead of it being in front of you on a screen where you get eye strain because your eye has to focus to something like that, you know, and it has to focus on these glasses. Because the thing is actually here, you know, in reality, right? So imagine little projectors that can beam the image directly onto your retina so that you're just seeing it in your field of vision, so that there is no eye strain, right? I mean, in theory, there's no eye strain because you're not looking close at something. You're not looking like super close at something. So all this stuff. So that's coming. And that was 5 years ago. So that's probably coming soon. So the Apple Vision Pro will have its run. They're going to sell however many units they can. But then this next thing is going to come out soon enough. And then you're going to have Neuralink, right? The first human trial of Neuralink is going on. So they put the Neuralink in someone's brain. They're making sure he or she's okay, and I guess we'll see from there. But, you know, it's my belief that the invasiveness of the Neuralink will be a detriment, right? Like, people aren't going to want to do that shit, man. People aren't going to want to fucking get their head split open. That's going to be a big... I mean, some people definitely are going to want their head split open. They're lining up. I mean, there's definitely people lining up to get their head split open, right? There are definitely people lining up to... I mean, there's people lining up to get amputated. Not really, but there are people who say, oh, I believe I'm transable, right? Like, I don't really have a leg. I mean, you do have legs, but I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure my real being is a legless person. I'm a legless person, even though I have these legs. And so they're disgusting, and I have to get rid of them, and I'll kill myself. I will kill myself because I have these legs. So please just get rid of them so I don't have to kill myself. And then they go, okay, dude, don't kill yourself. We'll take your legs. And they take your legs, and there you go. I guess that's it. You're happy now. You're happy. You can put on the glasses that will beam the images into your retina directly, so you don't have to go anywhere. You'll never have eye strain. You'll get the Neuralink, and it won't be an invasive thing, you know, like removing the legs or whatever. You know, that's just, I'm being facetious. Imagine if you could get some nice powder, rack it into a line, and just snort it. And what you're snorting are nanomachines. And they go right up into your, you know, through your blood-brain barrier, and they get right in there, and they form the chip. All these little nanomachines coalesce together and form a computer chip or a computer augmentation inside your brain without them having to invade it or anything like that. Now, I'm sure something could go wrong, just like something could go wrong if you hack into someone's brain. But I'm just saying, I think, like, all these different technologies are kind of almost dominoing, stacking on top of each other, so... as soon as we're settling on this one thing, the next thing's going to come. And it's all hurtling towards the same result. No matter what the tech is, the point is to get us all connected, right? To get us all wirelessly connected, all on the internet, all of our brains, and all assigned to some digital ID. So they dox our brains. They want to dox our brains online, okay? They want to dox... They want to dox you. They want to dox your the rocks in your head. They want to dox the blocks on your necks. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Because anyway, so yeah, I guess, you know, part of me is like, dystopian. But it's also cool tech. You know, there's going to be some really cool improvements. I don't think everything's bad. Sure, there's lots of bad things going on. It's a global pedophile ring in the highest seats of power that is openly, brazenly flaunting itself in our faces and we're not doing anything. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? There's worse and worse things than that. That's not even the worst thing. Okay. So in the grand scheme of things, having, you know, people having goggles and zoning out even more than they do with their phones, it's not crazy. I think the look itself is, it's just a little too hard, that futuristic look, but maybe it's coming. That Blade Runner look is coming. Maybe that'll be the next trend in fashion. At least it'll be better than a rehash of the 90s or something. So, you know, we're going futuristic. We're going futuristic, y'all. All right. And what I want you to do in the future is follow. Let's see. Oh, that's Triple Elite Memes. Look at that. Triple Elite Memes. Follow it. Follow. Hold on. Let me see if I can find. I think it's this. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Still messing with the OBS. All right, here we go. Follow Triple Elite Memes if you're on X. I'm not on anything else, you know, but if you're on Twitter, follow Triple Elite Memes at Triple Elite under Triple underscore Elite. Follow them. Follow Triple Elite Media. Just search for Triple Elite Media. This is where we put up the memes we collaborate on. We're a decentralized media collective. Be sure to DM us for collabs, okay? It's all about collabs out there. It's how we make things in this decentralized world where it's us versus the giant global corporations that own everything, including all of the media, okay? And follow me at Rogan. At Rogan. And I guess that's it. Well, thank you very much for listening this week to the Rogan Cast. Until next time.